Hi, my name is Kieran Burns. I'm the lead curator of a new exhibition opening in the House of European History called Restless Youth, which is a social history of young people in Europe in the post-war period.
Een beetje. Verliefd is iedereen, wel is dat weet je.
Restless Youth tells the story of young people and different types of change, so social change, political protest, youth culture, through the experiences of four generations of young people who have come of age at key moments in European history. So immediately after the Second World War in the 1940s, early 50s, our next generation, Generation Revolution, looks at the experiences of young people in the late 1960s. We talk about the experiences of young people in the 1980s, and then we bring the exhibition right up to date with the generation more or less who came of age around the financial crisis in Europe in the early 21st century. We're a museum here in the House of European History, so we're very lucky to have assembled a collection of really super objects, from fashion to mopeds to music technology to music history, which tell the story of youth and youth culture in the exhibition. Some of the more interesting objects that we have here, we are very lucky to have a jacket worn by John Lennon in the recording of With the Beatles in 1963, which will be with us for 12 months, talking about youth culture in the 1960s. We have examples of punk outfits from East and Western Europe in the 1980s. Going back to the 50s, we talk about teddy boys and teddy girls. So we have quite an interesting and rich selection of objects, as well as multimedia, so films. We deal a lot with the music of the time as well. So we have soundscapes in our exhibition which are designed to immerse the visitor in that particular era and that particular period. We have interactive, certainly for young people and for learning, so we have different learning zones in each of the sections of the exhibition. Young people can write a love letter in the 1940s, they can try on the fashion of the 1960s, they can make a badge or a protest badge in the 1980s, and in the 2000s they can make their own protest banner to talk about the type of issues that are important to young people to engage with and protest about today as well. The exhibition is very interactive, and we try also to put our media presentations, so our IVs are going to be on the radio in the 1940s and in the cinema in the 1940s. In the 1960s we used TVs to tell the story, in the 80s we used the music video, and in the 2000s we used the internet obviously as well. So we keep our interactives true to the period that we're representing. What we would like to say, this is an exhibition, this is about young people, okay, but it's not just for them. So we want young people to come, but we hope it's very much an intergenerational show. So if you're a child of the 1960s and you come with a child of the 1980s, then that will create a certain type of conversation and interaction. At the end of the exhibition, we have what's called a recollector, where we invite visitors to contribute their memories and share their memories of growing up in Europe and elsewhere during this period of time. And those memories will become a sort of an archive which we will keep of the exhibition going forward once it closes in 12 months' time. The House of European History is open to the public 7 days a week, free of charge, both for the permanent exhibition and, of course, for the temporary exhibition Restless Youth as well.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I'm not your